ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting mobs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I'm not boasting, but I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now for better than a quarter century. Today, I do not disappoint. We're going to talk about UFC, of course, 144 going down last night in Japan. Actually, it was yesterday in Japan. It was like 9:30 in the morning. Today, Sunday, is when they started the card over there. Of course, it aired here live beginning at 4:30 p.m. first on Facebook, then at 5 o'clock on FX. Then it went for 2 hours on FX before going to pay-per-view at 10 p.m. Of course, we've got that. We've got all the boxing news. We have open phone lines coast to coast. If you want to talk boxing or MMA, this is your shot. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. In the main event last night, and I'll get to the main event before I get to the entire card, of course, Ben Henderson, the challenger, the top-ranked challenger at 155 pounds. He defeated Frankie Edgar, the defending champion, as lightweight champion in the UFC. That's 155 pounds. These scores were 49-46, 48-47, and 49-46. Some people thought the fight was close. I didn't think it was that close. I really didn't. I thought that Henderson was the superior athlete. His kicks were more important. His kicks landed. He showed some good jabs, some good stand-up ability. It was a good night for Ben Henderson capturing the UFC light heavyweight title. Got the HBO boxing results, got results from Europe, all kinds of stuff to talk about in this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and we'll be joined by the Hall of Famer himself. That's right, Mr. Don Charg, the Hall of Fame promoter, a little bit later in tonight's show. Once again, our phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Two can make a dream so real.
One can talk about being in love.
Two can say how it feels.
One can wish upon a star.
Two can make a wish come true, yeah.
One can stand alone in the dark, yeah.
Two can make the light shine through.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls.
You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders and reported savings by switching to State Farm.
And Machida will not allow him to do so.
Those are the tunes of the Super Stroke Land Band, combination of the Mighty Tower of Power. We just left Idaho. In fact, Emilio Castillo will be with us next week. Of course, he's leaving for Europe and a one-month tour across, like, the United Kingdom. My native Norway, for those of you that think I'm all about Hispanic, I'm half Norwegian. So Norway will be on the tour, as well as Denmark and Sweden and oh, man, the Tower of Power is just going crazy in Europe. Of course, they are worldwide, as far as their popularity is concerned, is going through the roof in their 43rd year. So you can check out their work at towerofpower.com. And by the way, I've got my own section at towerofpower.com. Go to the message board, and you can see Pedro's Song of the Month. In fact, I've got some great songs up. And, of course, this month, hey, I don't disappoint ever when it comes to the Bumpsters, the Bump City residents at towerofpower.com. As I mentioned earlier, the main event last night, UFC 144, or should I say today in Japan, because it was Sunday, Ben Henderson defeated Frank Yeager by unanimous nod, 49-46, twice, and 48-47. Some people thought the fight was closer. I thought that Henderson basically beat up on Frank Yeager, and I just think the fight was all that close. I really didn't. Some other people think, well, you know, the fight was real, real close. Each round was close, but no, I gave the edge in most of the rounds, and four of the rounds, to the new champion, Ben Henderson, who's now, what can I say, the man at 155. No doubt about it. He's going to be the guy for a long time, I think. But every time I say that, this guy's going to be the champ for a long time, he gets beat. And why? Because in the world of mixed martial arts in the UFC, you can lose in a number of ways. You can lose by submission. You can lose by choke. You can lose by an ankle lock. You can lose by a wrist lock, an arm bar. I mean, I can go on and on. Of course, you can lose on points, but the bottom line is there's so many different ways to lose in the world of mixed martial arts, especially the UFC. Of course, that is the top brand in the world of MMA, that it's just it's impossible to stay undefeated. Although I think John Jones, who's lost one fight, the current light heavyweight champion, in fact, he'll be part of the Daytona 500 race today, along with John Cena of the WWE. In fact, those two will be sharing the MC honors that they did at the Daytona 500. Of course, that's that big NASCAR race. In the co-main event last night, and King Kyle Kingsbury, of course, the UFC 205-pound contender, one of our main guests here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, he predicted this one. Ryan Bader defeated Quentin Jackson. He got slammed. He got a power bomb. I mean, Jackson got in his famed power bomb, the one that used to, like, just annihilate people and knock them out. It sort of reminded me of Batista's move in the World Wrestling Entertainment, only this one was for real, and people were getting hurt, okay, getting knocked out. But Ryan Bader survived that big slam last night, and other than that big slam, it was all about Ryan Bader going 30-27 across the boards. That's three rounds of zip. Of course, Rampage Jackson coming in 6 pounds overweight. You heard that from Mark Ratner on the Saturday show, the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, which airs every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, and, of course, live worldwide via the fabulous Internet. All that info is on my website, ringtalk.com. But Ryan Bader, you got to hand it to him. He went over there a bit of an underdog. He was outweighed, you know, tremendously. I mean, 6 or 7 pounds at a weigh-in is a lot. But after these guys weigh in, they gain about 15 or 20 pounds. So you had to figure Jackson came in about 225, 230. Bader maybe made about 215. So that's a 10-pound advantage. And 10 pounds a lot in the world of mixed martial arts. It's a lot in any sport. People laugh about that. They say, what's a few pounds? Like in boxing, they have these different divisions, like 105, 108, 112 pounds. They go, what's the difference? Well, look at a guy from 112 pounds, look at a guy at 105 pounds, look at their physical stature, and you'll realize that's why there are these individual weight classes. Some people think there are too many in boxing, but so be it. I think they're necessary. As I said, Ryan Bader, a winner. Now, what's Ryan going to do? Well, he sort of joins the hunt at 205 pounds, of course, for John Jones. Of course, John Jones and Rashad Evans getting it on later this year for the UFC light heavyweight title. And Jones, the 6'3", 6'4". He's got 84-inch wingspan as far as his reach is concerned. He can fight on the ground. He can box. He can do it all. He is the complete fighter. And so he's the next star. He is the current star of the UFC. I think people like Georges St-Pierre, the Canadian welterweight champion, I think he's a bit overrated. I just do. I like John Jones. I think he's well-rounded. I think he brings it all to the dance. Georges St-Pierre, I still can't get over the fact he put Vaseline on his body in a fight with BJ Penn a couple of years ago. That's why I call him the Greaser. But anyway, the Greaser, of course, tore his ACL. He'll be out for probably the rest of this year. And he looks to take on, he was going to take on Nick Diaz, but now it looks like it's Carl Condit. Of course, Nick Diaz testing positive for marijuana after that UFC 143 fight a few weeks ago in Las Vegas, Nevada. And why they test for marijuana still blows me away. It's not a performance-enhancing drug. I mean, Diaz has a medical recommendation from a California doctor, okay? Nevada recognizes medical marijuana as well. I mean, what's a little weed in the system going to do? It's not going to help them. It's not, if anything, it's probably going to hinder them. But it relaxes them. It allows them to focus, allows them to relax. A lot of those aches and pains tend to go away because marijuana, although it's treated as a pain medication, it really doesn't take away your pain, like my stepfather who died of cancer told me. It just takes your mind off the pain. So if it takes your mind off the pain, more power to it. Last night, Samoa and Mark Hunt went to 8-7 and defeated favorite Czech Congo, of course, of the UK. And that was a pretty impressive fight. I mean, Mark Hunt, a big old Samoan guy. I mean, he's just huge. He's just huge, folks. He's like 280 pounds and 265 pounds when he weighs in, but 280 pounds, of course, the former K-1 kickboxing champion. He rocked Congo with a short left hand and let him stand back up long enough just to drop him again. Little cleanup on the ground, and the referee, Herb Dean, steps in, stops the fight. It was a KO, of course, the first-round KO for Mark Hunt. Jake Shields, Northern California guy. Yeah, he's coming back. He's got a win. He took on Yoshira Akamina, and he beat him by unanimous decision across the board, 30-27. And in case you didn't know about the UFC, they sort of score things on the 10-point must system, much like boxing. In other words, it's 10 points to the winner and 9 points or less to the loser. And 30-27 is indicative of a shutout decision across the board for Jake Shields. Jake Shields on a 2-fight losing streak. It take back, I think, a 3-fight losing streak. But he came back, and he was a winner. At 185 pounds, Tim Bosch defeated Yushin Akami. Of course, Akami, the native Japanese guy, and they really, really wanted Japanese fighters on this card. That's why they're there. But, you know, not all of them are that successful. Anyway, Bosch defeats him by a third-round TKO. He was ahead in the fight. I guess this fight is best described as, like, wow. You know, I mean, Okuma could do no wrong in round ones and twos, but Bosch dominated the first 10 minutes, and then, you know, he took it out. I mean, he just took him out. It was a third-round KO, just took him out. You know, that is the way not to go to the judges. I mean, people say to me, you know, all these judges are crooked, be it boxing, MMA. There's always questionable and controversial decisions. But, you know, you take a guy out. I always like to take guys out because I looked around the ring when I was fighting, and I could see judges staring at me in a negative manner because I was a showboat, because I was a pop-off, because I was winning, because I won 4 Golden Glove championships and won some other amateur titles as well. But I was cocky. I mean, and it's not bragging when you're telling the truth. I was the best of my time. I won the title 3 years in a row. Did not lose a title fight in 3 years, okay? But the bottom line is the judges didn't like my showboating. They didn't like the fact I wasn't such a gentleman. I wouldn't tap gloves with guys before the fight. I didn't believe in that. I didn't. I mean, we're about to, like, try to behead each other. This is not chess or checkers or baseball or football or something like, oh, football's pretty violent, or basketball. But the bottom line is we're going out there and we're fighting. I mean, we're fighting. There's no sense in like, you want to shake my hands? Yeah, you can shake my hand afterwards in the dress room after I get the win, but not beforehand. I'm just not going for it. Some guys like it. I just don't. But the amateurs, of course, they used to force me to tap gloves. They would grab my glove and tap it against the other guy's glove, and they would consider that poor sportsmanship. So I immediately went into these fights with, like, 1 point in the hole. But the bottom line is I won a majority of them, and, of course, 7 amateur titles. But the bottom line is take it out of the judges' hands. I mean, Dana White, the UFC president, says if you don't want a controversial decision, if you don't want to risk a controversial decision, take it out of the judges' hands and score the knockout. Speaking of a guy that took it out of the judges' hands, Anthony Pettis knocked out Joe Lauzon last night. First round KO, of course. Pettis came out throwing kicks high and low and caught Lauzon with a kick that was going low, and it went high. Lights went out, baby. He thought it was going low. It was a feint. Sort of like Roberto Duran when he got fainted by Tommy Hearns. The jab was to the body. Hearns came with the right hand to the head. Same thing with the kick. He fainted with a kick low, came with a kick high, and Lauzon was toast in that one. Of course, we're talking about UFC 144. The replays will be happening this week on pay-per-view if you'd like to see them. And hopefully, you know, Dana White, the UFC president, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, the co-owners, they've said that these UFC pay-per-views are going to end up on Fox TV. Well, you know, they probably should do that in a timely manner, like within 2 weeks. Don't wait, you know, like a month or a month and a half or 2 months like Spike used to do. It just doesn't add luster to it. I mean, you got to get it on. Let's get it done. Let's see these fights. If you didn't purchase a pay-per-view, you didn't go over to Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, and watch it on the big screen, of course, rickys.com. But if you didn't go over there, if you didn't watch it at your favorite sports bar and you don't want to see it again, I think that Fox should be able to show it to you again. I mean, that's what Fox is all about. Fox paid like $100 million. I kid you not, for a 7-year deal with the Ultimate Fighting Championships. Of course, they've had 2 cards thus far. They'll have 4 cards, I believe, in total on Fox this year. That's Fox, the television network, not FX. Last night there were a couple fights on FX. That's not happening. I mean, as far as the main events are concerned, those are going to be on pay-per-view or Fox TV. And of course, the way the UFC is building things up, one fight on Facebook, 2 hours on FX TV, and then, of course, the main event on pay-per-view or the main fights on pay-per-view. This is a smart marketing strategy. This is something that Don King used to do back in the day. In fact, Don King and the infamous Harold Smith, the crook that he is over there in Dubai, when they were promoting back in the day, the 70s, and take that back to the early 80s, they would throw a fight on network TV in the daytime and throw it like at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock on ABC, and Howard Cosell will be making the call. And, of course, you know, after Cosell did his thing, he'd talk about the fight that night on closed-circuit TV. Because before we had pay-per-view, I know a lot of you out there realize you've only grown up in the world of pay-per-view where you can watch a fight or a concert or something like that at home on television and pay for it. Before, you had to go out to the theater. You had to go out to an arena. You had to go out to a sports bar or something like that and pay a significant fee in order to watch these fights. Of course, I miss the days of closed-circuit TV because I was a closed-circuit promoter, and I made a few bucks doing that. But the bottom line is pay-per-view is taking over, and people love watching the fights at home. I think that the ambiance of having a live arena and people around you chanting and screaming and people pulling one side, people pulling for the other side, I think that is a real ambiance in combat sports, be it the UFC, be it Strike Force, be it, you know, K1, be it UFC. I'm talking about boxing, any of that stuff. When you have one-on-one competition, the best way to do it, I think, as far as entertainment is concerned, is to be around a bunch of people. Sitting in your front room watching fights, picking your nose, sitting there in your underwear. Come on, how many of you did that last night? You know, how many of you did that last night? Big deal. I mean, does that really add a whole lot to the dance? Sitting there in your underwear eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, maybe drinking beers? I don't think so. Go out, have a good time. If you get a chance, go to a sports bar, go to a small-time theater. I know the UFC is trying to put some fights in theaters and things like that, and I think that will be great. One other preliminary card last night that was on FX, Chris Carrioso defeated a Japanese fighter, Takaya Masazuki, and by unanimous nod, 29-28 across the board. It was a close fight, but wasn't a good night for the Japanese, no question about that. But Ryuki Fukunaga, he defeated Steve Cantwell, an American. That was a Japanese fighter, beating an American, 185 pounds. The scores were 29-28, 30-27, and 30-27. It was like the whole fight was the opening round, folks. That's because it was all about Fukuda. I mean, Fukuda brought it to the dance. He made the dance. He made the fight, and he won the fight. And one last fight at 135 pounds, and I like these lightweight classes now in the UFC. Von Lee defeated Norifumi Yoromoto by first-round submission. It was an armbar. Yoromoto hurt Lee early and had him against the cage, but he was unable to finish him off. Lee returned the favor by stunning Kid Yamamoto, who took Lee down to the in hopes to recover, but didn't happen, and he became the first fighter to submit the Kid. Of course, Kid Yamamoto, one time the hottest fighter in all of Japan, no longer the case. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Got a little bit more MMA news to go, then we'll bring in the boxing promoter himself, Don Chargan. We'll talk about last night's HBO boxing main event, of course. Hey, Devon Alexander was a winner in 10 rounds over Marcos Medina, and in the co-main event, I told you, Adrian Broner, two class levels above Eloy Perez, the meanest from the Salinas. He wouldn't take that nickname from Pedro. He called himself the Prince. Well, last night, he looked like the Princess. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Ah, the sounds of the incredible TV show that ran from 1966 to 1974. I'm talking about Mannix, starring Mike Touch Connors. How did he get that nickname, Touch? Well, he was a basketball player at UCLA and an outstanding player as well. But he's still alive, doing well. He's got to be about 80 years old now. And I saw him a few years ago. He looked pretty good. But unfortunately, my other buddy, James Garner, I talked to Rita Moreno about a month and a half ago. In San Francisco, I have a picture of her and me up on my Facebook page, facebook.com/ringtalk. And Rita Moreno, of course, who starred in a lot of Rockford Files movies, and she had won an Academy Award, an Emmy Award, a Tony Award. She's won all the awards there is to win. And she told me that James Garner's health was not very good at all. So our prayers go out to James Garner, and I hope that Rockford or Maverick, whichever you enjoyed him at his best, I think I enjoyed him as Jim Rockford, the PI, of course. They're back on MeTV. MeTV's got it going on, folks. They're not my sponsor, but I'm going to tell you like it is. MeTV's got some great shows. Kojak, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Cannon, the big fat guy, William Conrad with the karate chop. I mean, he's on there. Hogan's Heroes is on there. Bilko's on there. I can go on and on, but MeTV, that is the TV channel I'm digging the most right now. That's 186 on my Comcast channel. But straight up, I love the old shows. And guess what? MeTV, My Entertainment Television is what they're calling it. It's got it going on. And if you haven't seen it yet, check it out. Because, this brings television back to the days where, like Petticoat Junction. I was up at the site where they filmed the original Petticoat Junction, the train, the station, the water tower, and all that kind of stuff in September of last year. And it was just intriguing to be around that ambiance. You could almost hear the trains whistling this and that. And then guess what? A train came rolling by. It wasn't the exact cannonball that was in the Petticoat Junction TV show, but straight up, there's a lot of reality, of course. And, how can I put this? It brings back memories of days when you were young and your parents were alive and things like that. And there's nothing like memories, folks. And you know what? There's nothing more priceless than memories. That's why I walk each year against Alzheimer's. I've got an uncle with Alzheimer's and another uncle with some dementia issues. And the bottom line is, if you forget your memory, what do you have left? If you don't have your memories, you have nothing. Well, guess what? UFC's coming again. These guys aren't giving up. They're going from Japan to Australia. I kid you not. Remember yesterday we had the UFC vice president, I'm talking about Mark Ratner, the vice president. He was on the show, and he talked about the UFC expanding around the U.S. and being in most of the states except for three or four. And, of course, New York's got a problem because of their union issues. They're mad at the Fertitta brothers because they run the station casinos in Las Vegas, and they're non-union. But their employees don't seem to be complaining. I'm a union guy, so I want to see the union everywhere. I think if it wasn't for unions, we wouldn't have things like, sick benefits and health benefits and vacations and things like that. I mean, employers would pimp us off to no end. There's no doubt about it. 80-hour weeks, that kind of stuff. So we've got a 40-hour work week. I think a lot of that has to do with organized labor. Speaking of organized labor, wow, Friday, March 2nd at 9 p.m. Eastern time to 6 o'clock Pacific time, it's going to get it on. I'm talking about FX, folks, the FX cable channel. In the main event, Diego Alves, 24-7. Good fighter, no question, 170 pounds, taking on Martin Kampmann, who was 18-5, and that's on FX. This FX card is going to be a smoker, and they're coming from Sydney, Australia. They've already sold $2 million worth of tickets down there. I mean, this is no joke. The UFC is here to stay, folks. Boxing people say it's a fad. It'll pass. It's not really that big of a thing, but you know what? They're getting these you know, $2-3 million gates once or twice a month. Everywhere they go, they're doing a couple million bucks. Last night, the big ticket in Japan was $1,736. I kid you not, $1,736 for a main event ticket at the UFC 144 in Saitama, Japan. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, the next UFC broadcast will be this Friday, March 2nd, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, live from Sydney, Australia. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of MMA and boxing. And speaking of boxing, we'll bring up a Hall of Famer next, the great Don Chargan, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink, who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity for me and my family.
Todd's Goldline story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Goldline today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Call 1-800-278-5077 for your free investor kit. Call 1-800-278-5077. That's 1-800-278-5077.
Tell me, Rocky, you got any representation? You have a manager?
No, just me.
Rocky, I've got a proposition I'd like to make to you.
A sparring?
Beg your pardon?
Well, I know you're looking for sparring partners, and I just want to say I'm very available, you know. Sparring with the champ would be an honor, and you know what, Mr. Jerkins?
What?
I wouldn't take no cheap shots either. I'd really be a good sparring partner, you know.
You don't understand me, Rocky. My proposition's this. Would you be interested in fighting Apollo Creed for the World Heavyweight Championship?
No.
Listen, Rocky. Apollo's seen your fight. He wants to fight you.
Well, it's just that, you see, I fight in clubs, you know. And I'm really a ham and egg. This guy, he's the best, and it wouldn't be such a good fight. But thank you very much, you know. I appreciate it.
Rocky, do you believe that America is the land of opportunity?
Yeah.
Apollo Creed does. And he's going to prove it to the whole world by giving an unknown a shot at the title. And that unknown is you. He picked you, Rocky. Rocky, it's the chance of a lifetime. You can't pass it by.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, and, of course, live worldwide on the Internet, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. The MMA portion is done. Now we talk boxing until the top of the hour. Of course, we are each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on this very same Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Friday night, we go to Las Vegas, Sin City, Nevada. Now, I don't know why two guys from Tijuana, I take that back, Dover, Delaware, why two guys from Tijuana are fighting in Dover, Delaware, but Juan Carlos Burgos went to 29-1 with 19 KOs. He defeats the Cristobal Cruz, and when I say Cruz is past his Cruz limit, he really is. 39-13-3, 17 KOs, pretty good fighter. I mean, the favorite was knocked down in the ninth round, but the scores were 98-90 and 96-92 twice. Now, in Las Vegas, Nevada, of course, Jesse Vargas out of Las Vegas beat Leonardo Tyner in a unanimous nod over 10 rounds. Tyner coming from Houston, Texas, where Walter Weiss. Vargas now 18-0, 9 KOs. Tyler drops to 25-7-2, 15 KOs. It was all about body attack, a big body attack, a couple low blows as well, but the cards read 99-91 all for Mr. Vargas. And in Wales yesterday, of course, Cardiff, Wales, Nathan Cleverly won a unanimous decision over 12 rounds, like that one, over Tommy Carpensi. He's out of Ada, Pennsylvania. Cleverly, the hometown guy there in Cardiff, Wales. I think that's where Joe Calzaghe's from. This was for the WBO, the World Boxing Organization, 175-pound title. Cleverly is now Cleverly 24-0 with 11 KOs. He pitched a clever shutout over an outclassed American fighter who drops to 21-3, 14 KOs. The scores were 120-108 across the board, which means that was a shutout. That was the second of two cards on Epix television yesterday, of course. Epix.com, EpixHD.com is supposed to be a free website, according to my man Kevin Perry told us yesterday. They'll give you a two-week trial without a credit card. After that, I think you've got a pony up to watch. But the bottom line is I'm watching my stuff internationally on another channel, so I don't need to tune into Epix. Alexander Povetkin in Stuttgart, Germany. The guy that Teddy Atlas walked out on, of course, Teddy Atlas, the ESPN2 announcer and the trainer of note. Povetkin weighed 229 pounds. He's out of Russia, won a majority decision in 12 rounds. Very controversial decision. I mean, a lot of people thought that Marco Huck won this fight. Marco Huck comes out of Berlin, Germany. It was for the WBA heavyweight title. It was an exciting fight. Povetkin now 24-0, 16 KOs. Squeezed out what my guys are calling a gift decision over Huck. Now 34-2, 25 KOs. Referee Luis Pabon Jr. seemed like he was on Povetkin's payroll as he kept breaking these guys up before, you know, Huck had a chance to fight inside. My guys had a 114-113 Huck. Another guy had a 115-113 Huck. But the scores that counted when it came down to counting was 116-113 and 116-112 for Povetkin, while the third judge had it even at 114 all. The last night, the HBO Boxing After Dark card from St. Louis, Missouri, folks. If I've ever told you about St. Louis, the place not to go is East St. Louis. I went to East St. Louis once and was scared to death. I mean, I've been to Flint, Michigan, and Detroit, and I've been all over the world, 32 different countries, North Philadelphia, but I don't think I was I don't think I was ever shaking in my boots like it was when I was in East St. Louis. And Don King told me, Pedro, don't go to East St. Louis. I couldn't wait to get to East St. Louis. Okay, I wanted to see what this was all about. Well, I saw it and I left. Anyway, Adrian Boner, a winner last night. Of course, he fights at 130 pounds. He is the WBO 130-pound champion. Took out Eloy Perez, who I called the meanest from Salinas. I gave him the best nickname in the world. Me and Rick Tittle here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network came up with his name for him, but he wanted to stick with the Prince. I don't know why. I think the meanest from Salinas would have done it. Anyway, didn't do it for him last night. He was TKO'd in four. That was for the WBO junior lightweight 130-pound title. Broner now 23-0, 19 KOs. Very impressive. Now, Perez, 23-1, two draws, seven KOs. His big problem was he didn't pack a punch. And I always thought that he had mechanical difficulties. But the bottom line is he put up a game effort last night. The time was 2 minutes and 24 seconds of the fourth round. Devon Alexander, what can I say about Devon? Moving up to welterweight, the former junior welterweight champion. He's a hometown guy in St. Louis, Missouri. Won a unanimous nod in 10 rounds over Marcos Medina. Who did he come to fight? I don't know. He weighed 146 and three-quarter pounds from Buenos Aires, Argentina. Alexander now 23-1, 13 KOs. Of course, the only loss to Tim Bradley. Fighting in a more natural weight, he says, at 147 pounds. But I'll tell you, when I moved up from junior welterweight to welterweight, it was like fighting boys and then fighting men. I just didn't do well at 147. Ernie Chavez spanked me in the National Golden Gloves, and I dropped back down to 139, a weight that I thought I couldn't make. But guess what? Get the snot kicked out of you, and you'll make the weight. Believe me, you'll make the weight and drop down a weight class. But last night, Alexander said 23-1, fighting at home, beat Medina, 31-3, 28 KOs, a unanimous nod, 99-91 once, and then 190 twice. That was a shutout. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. We bring in the Hall of Famer himself, Mr. Don Chargan. And Don, how the heck are you this day?
Very good, Pedro. Nice weather down here and having a nice day.
Okay, your family, your daughters just left. You had the daughters over for the weekend, huh?
Yeah, my two daughters and one of my granddaughters.
Fantastic.
It was nice having them.
Fantastic. All right, let's talk about Eloy Perez last night. Now, he was booked into this fight. I know you've promoted him in the past, and I always said that he had technical flaws, lifting his right foot off the canvas and this and that. But last night, was he just outclassed by Broner?
Yeah, really. I thought he was like a year away from this kind of a fight. I thought what he needed was activity and just giving him a little better opposition as he went along. It was too bad, but it was Eloy and his people that insisted on the fight. I know Oscar De La Hoya had asked me, and they were willing to wait a while, but Eloy and his people, they insisted that they make the title fight for them.
Sort of like Eddie Croft and Tom Johnson when Eddie gave up that WBC number 3 ranking at 122 to move up to 126 and fight Tom Johnson?
Almost identical.
And what a
same
shame.
Kind of thinking went into it.
What a shame that was, because he fought for $30,000 and he could have ended up fighting Daniel Zaragoza, who was a 38-year-old champion at the time, and Eddie was a premier fighter. Eddie had a lot of skills. He could take a punch. He was good looking. He was a good talker. He had a good mic presence.
Eddie was a tremendous prospect. You're right, Pedro. He was a tremendous, not just a good prospect. He was one of the best young prospects that the Bay Area had ever produced.
Yeah, and of course he went under the Gil Clancy got into the ear of his manager Sal Colucci and got him to take this fight in an over the weight match. And of course, once he fought for the IBF title, the WBC took him out of their ratings, and
he was history
as far as that. And then they put him in next with Marco Antonio Barrera. Where are they going, from the kitchen to the barbecue pit or what?
Yeah, that's right.
Holy cow! I went into the dressing rooms after that. I was at Caesar's Palace outdoors, and there was dressing rooms and trailers. And I went into Barrera's training room, and they're playing salsa, and they're dancing, this and that. And I went into Eddie's dressing room, and you could hear a mouse in the corner piss on a wad of cotton. I mean, it was spooky. So I didn't watch the fight live, Don. I went into the press room, and the late Debbie Munch, the vice president of Caesar's Palace at the time, said to me, Pedro, why aren't you sitting in that second row seat I gave you? I said, well, I can't bear to watch this one. I said, this is not going to be good, and it wasn't. Eddie Croft got stopped pretty quickly there. Got a question for you. You're in the Hall of Fame. You deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, you've been promoting boxing since 1951. It brought along a lot of world champions. You've been promoting fighting, as I said, what is that, 53 years now, 52 years? All right. But Sylvester Stallone was inducted in the International Boxing Hall of Fame, and Larry Holmes has a problem with that. He was on yesterday's show, and he says that Stallone doesn't belong there. Does he?
Well, in this way, I'd ask the same thing when his name came up, and the good that the Rocky movies did for boxing, I'd have to say yes on that thing. But, you know, they qualified the thing. In fact, in his acceptance speech, he mentioned he's never, you know, wasn't trying to pass himself off as a fighter, and what a great honor it was. But if you do, I remember Vinny Pazienza telling me that he went to the gym the day after seeing the Rocky movie, that was his first day in the gym. And I've had quite a few fighters tell me that. So in that way, you'd say maybe put it with an asterisk.
Okay, good enough. Let's talk about Cotto and Mayweather. May the 5th, of course, Miguel Cotto challenging, take that back, Floyd Mayweather challenging Miguel Cotto for the World Boxing Association 154-pound title. I really don't see Cotto presenting much of a challenger. I think he's too slow, and I think Floyd will box circles around him. What's up?
Yeah, anybody. Mayweather's, despite what you may think about the guy and that, he is talented. I'll tell you what, I really got a surprise yesterday, though. I'd forgotten. He turned 35.
Yeah, he turned 35 on Friday.
Yeah, my gosh.
He sure did, of course. I've known him since he was a kid, and he's had his...
Yeah, me too. He's getting there, too.
Yeah, he's got his out of the...
Not to get you off that subject, I was very impressed with Devin Alexander last night.
Okay.
Well, I had sort of written him off, and while Maidana didn't fight a good fight, this guy wouldn't let him do anything, and he kept to a game plan and really followed it. So I think there's some hope for Devin.
Okay, I got about a minute and a half left here with Don Chargan, the Hall of Fame promoter, the boy promoter, as I love to call him. Saul Alvarez, the undefeated Mexican sensation, of course, the star of television, the star of commercials. I mean, Canelo is the guy down there across the border. He's taking on Shane Mosley on the same card May the 5th. Is he going to... I mean, is this? I don't know if this is such a good fight for Mosley. I don't know if I'd be wanting to take on a tiger like Saul Alvarez unless I was just doing it for the money. I guess he's going to get paid a good purse, but there's a chance him getting hurt.
I'm worried the other way. I think if Mosley goes out and decides that he wants to survive, I mean, I think Canelo will win the fight. Don't get me wrong, but... With his vast experience and everything, and if he wants to go in and hold and hug and that, because Canelo is still very green in spots, he could make it very hard on him. And what I worry about, he could make it so he doesn't look good.
In other words, he could stink to join out.
Right, he could.
Okay, good enough. Don, I want to wish you the best. I know we're coming up on the two-year anniversary of the passing of the great Dragon Lady, your wife, Lorraine Chargan, and I don't ever forget that. She's on the front page of my website every day. If you just tune in to ringtalk.com, there's her picture up there. And I'm very proud to have her, and I was very proud to know her.
I look at it every day, Pedro.
And you know what? That's why I haven't changed the page. I mean, there's other people I can add to that wall, but I haven't added it because I don't want to take Lorraine off that top spot.
Well, thank you very much, Pedro. I really appreciate that.
Well, I love you, Don. You take good care, okay?
Okay, Pedro, thank you.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. This is Tower of Power doing a little JB, James Brown.
What you got to do? TCP so mellow, nobody can get through. When he asks you, do you love him? Smile and kiss his teeth. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt. dead alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before, this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power who starred on Jimmy Kimmel this past week. Yeah, they were getting it on, playing all those Tower of Power tunes. Right on, Jimmy Kimmel, right on. Emilio Castillo, the leader of Tower of Power. He will be here next week talking boxing with us. Of course, Ring Talk airs every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, and live worldwide on the Internet. You can check out all the information, all the podcasts from my past shows are up at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Next Friday night, Joan Guzman's on ESPN 31-0-1. Why is he still undefeated? The guy's like a big fat pig from the Dominican Republic taking on a hobo named Jesus Rabon. And then, of course, on Saturday, from Epics, Vladimir Klitschko, 56-3, the so-called brother of the world heavyweight champion, takes on John Mark Mormick, former cruiserweight champion, 36-4. That is on Epics next Saturday. Of course, I think that'll air at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 4:30 Eastern time on Epics. Anyway, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. And don't forget, Friday night, Diego Alvarez and Martin Kampman. That's on FX at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. The UFC coming to you live from Sydney, Australia. Until next week, I want to thank my great producer. He's an all-star. He's a Hall of Famer, Mr. Scott Cuddy. And I want to thank you, my listeners, my family of listeners, 27 years strong. I love you all. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that buddy of yours off the canvas of life. So-